Donald Trump not jumping into the fray as he's done in the past. He came across a bit positive in terms of assistance to Ukraine over his social media network. And I think he was a factor, too. He did not jump in there to support that minority, and they went down.
Well, joining us now is Jim Townsend. He's former US Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for European and NATO policy. Very good morning to you, Mr. Townsend. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning to you.
Well, now, let's talk about the vote, first of all. We'll get on to its implications and what that might actually mean for Ukraine and the wider world. What changed amongst the Republicans, do you think, that they voted for this?
Well, that's a good question. They have been working on this for so long in so many different ways and approaches to deal with the politics of this very small group of Republicans who have a lot of say over the Speaker himself, the Speaker of the House, Johnson. And so it really was, I think, the Speaker putting his job on the line and saying, we've got to get a vote to the floor and making a deal with the Democrats. And also Donald Trump not jumping into the fray as he's done in the past. He came across a bit positive in terms of assistance to Ukraine over his social media network. And I think he was a factor, too. He did not jump in there to support that minority, and they went down.
Of course, it got caught up, didn't it, in the bitter state of American politics. I know you told this station a couple of weeks ago that Republicans were using the issue of aid for Ukraine as a stick to beat Joe Biden with.
That's exactly right. Particularly this minority group, egged on by Donald Trump. But I think it had reached a state in terms of certainly the understanding across a broader swath of Republicans of how serious this was. And I think internally within the Republican Party, there was pressure being put on that minority to not do something to imperil the Speaker of the House. That was a disaster for the Republicans a few months ago when they had a change caused by a revolt there by that minority. This time around, the Republicans seem to put pressure saying, we can't go through this again. And the Speaker said, let's go ahead and put this on the floor. And so this became a victory for Biden, quite frankly.
Mm. But these Republicans that voted against, and of course it was a majority, wasn't it, of the Republicans in the House of Representatives, they haven't become detached from their voters. They are reflecting a certain aspect of the public mood.
Well, they are. I think they're reflecting an aspect of certainly the Republicans within the country, the Trump base, about, what, 25-30% of the American people, of the Republicans, certainly, that would be Trump supporters. So there was that a bit of the Democrats had to come across the aisle to support the Republicans. So the Democrats are in the minority in the House, but the Speaker had to turn to them to get this over the top. So there is a split within that Republican Party. We'll have to see how that plays out in the months to come.
Yeah, and if they turn on the Speaker. I asked you, what changed, but what changed with the Speaker himself, with Mike Johnson? Because he's only there because the Republicans got rid of their former Speaker, Kevin McCarthy.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I think the Republican minority, in fact, the Republican Party itself, saw how painful that was and how bad it made the Republicans look. So they didn't want to go through that one more time. And I don't think we're going to see it. But still, there are divisions now within the Republican Party. And this is going to hurt as they get into the presidential election season if the Republicans don't come together. I think they ultimately will. But this certainly shows right now they're not as unified as one would think. And it shows, too, that the American people also on a bipartisan basis, they also support this support for Ukraine. But I don't think you can take it for granted. There is a sizable amount of Americans who would turn against this assistance. So Biden's got his job laid out to really make the American people understand how important this is. Well, you can't take it for granted.
I want to tap in now, Mr. Townsend, into your European expertise, your NATO expertise. Now, let's put the money into the Ukrainian hands. And the question is, I know it's $60 billion, But could it be too little too late? Because while they've been waiting for this, and we know President Zelensky has said it's been desperately needed for many months now, the Russians have been chipping away, more than chipping away. Their attrition seems to be increasing, and they are now beginning to make gains.
Well, you're absolutely right. I look on it like nibbling a cookie. They are nibbling and nibbling and nibbling around the area. And it was almost too little too late. I would say that it was pretty close. I think we're going to be able to get the assistance that the Ukraine front line is going to need pretty quickly, particularly artillery ammunition and air defense missiles and systems as well. Those are the two areas where the Russians are having some impact. That if we can get enough to the Ukraine front line to hold the Russians, to buy time for this year, that Ukraine can retool, can bring in more soldiers. They're going to have to be trained. They're going to have to be equipped. They're going to need to buy some time this year to be able to have an offensive perhaps next year. So the key is holding the line against further Russian chipping away against that front line and defending the cities of Ukraine with air defense. Mm. Those are two top priorities. We've got to buy some time.
But it is perhaps harsh to say, but it is, of course, war. There is something that Ukrainians are running out of that money can't buy, and it is, you touched on it there, it is, of course, personnel. Given what the Russians, and it's not just materiel that they're throwing at the Ukrainians, it is hundreds of thousands, potentially, of conscripts, prisoners, wherever they get them from, they will just keep going. We know how Russia fights its wars.
Well, that's a very important point. And that point has been made during the debates on Capitol Hill about the assistance, that the disparity in terms of population and materiel between Ukraine and Russia. But our job is to make sure that those Ukrainian forces that are coming into the line and that will be coming into the line in the long term have what they need to do the job. This can't be a cakewalk for Russia. This has got to be something that is very difficult and very painful for Russia. It's got to be something that exacts a cost. We have to make sure Ukraine has what it takes so that the Russians don't think they can take over all of Ukraine or that they can grab Ukraine and twist their arm to make a deal against their wishes in terms of what a future resolution might look like for this warfare. So for our job is to make sure that in terms of what they need to have in terms of tools, Ukraine will have it, and their morale will also be high enough so that they can stand firm against the Russians. So there's a morale issue here as well. It's a tough job. There's no doubt. Your point's very well taken. But we've got to make sure we do our part to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs to hold back the Russians, to buy some time, to go back on the offensive maybe next year.
But can I just ask you relatively quickly, Mr. Townsend, I mean, does the United States, does the current administration, and perhaps the next one as well, want to see Russia defeated outright with all those implications, the potential removal then of President Putin and his replacement with, well, you know, a bunch of even worse nationalists?
Well, I think what we want to see is Russia out of Ukraine. Right now, the two sides are not willing to sit down and talk about this. There's going to have to be some fighting ahead, and we're going to be in this, I think, for another year or so before there's any hope of any kind of talk. But in terms of the